133353 is the telephone number. Look, on our Facebook page today, Jess is going to put this story about this video of an eight-year-old boy being handcuffed at his elementary school while police officers are telling him, "You're going to jail." This was after the boy punched his teacher in the chest and said, "My mum's going to beat your ass." The boy has problems. This wasn't his first offence. And just bear in mind, he's only eight. And when you see the footage, it's quite confronting. Two huge police officers standing above this boy. He's got his hands behind his back and he's facing his locker. And they're trying to get these handcuffs on him, but he keeps slipping out because the handcuffs are too big. We have often discussed on this program, how do you get repeat juvenile offenders on the straight and narrow? In Florida, they have been instructed to use scare tactics. It's a rehearsed and premeditated tactic where the police officers scare the bejesus out of young offenders. There was a reality TV show where they got repeat juvenile offenders to go into prisons, and the hard ass long-term prisoners would try and scare the shit out of them and try and scare some sense into them. Scare tactics. Does it work? Should it be implemented here in Australia? Should the police be given more power to deal with repeat juvenile offenders? And I just wondered what our resident psychotherapist, mind coach and best-selling author Kayleen Wynn thought about the video. And I just wanted to ask Kayleen if she thinks those sort of police tactics should be employed here in Australia. She's on the phone right now. She never lets us down. Whenever we need her advice, she's there. Kayleen, good morning.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, doing well.
Kayleen, you saw the video. You saw the story. Mm. This is police in Florida. Scare tactics. And we've often discussed on the program the problem of juvenile crime here in Australia. Should our police implement scare tactics like the tactics you saw in that video? Your thoughts?
No, I don't, actually. When I saw that video, I actually watched it three or four times, you know, to really get the context of what was going on here. And it really raised a few questions for me. First of all, who instructed the police to come in and take this boy? Who had called the police? The second thing was, this child had special needs. Now, what were these special needs? Was he a child that had autism? Was he Asperger's? He or had a learning disorder? What was going on with this child in his special needs? I just found it abhorrent, really, on many levels that we are treating 8-year-olds in this manner.
But I just say, I agree with everything you've said. But I also read that the kid said to the police, "My mum's going to beat your ass." What 8-year-old says that to a policeman?
Well, behaviour's learnt, isn't it, Luke?
Yes.
You know, a lot of kids say a lot of things. You know, I'm often hearing young kids dropping the F-bombs everywhere. And where are they learning that from?
Exactly.
They're learning that from parents. They're learning it off media, off TV. It's, you know, and then we say to them, you shouldn't be using that word, when we're supposed to be the models to try and show them how they need to be behaving and model that behavior.
Exactly. So you've got an 8-year-old. These two policemen, folks, when you see the video, Jess will have it on our Facebook this morning. They're huge policemen. He's an 8-year-old boy. He's facing his locker. He's got his hands behind his back and he's crying.
Yeah.
But he still says, "My mum's going to come down here and beat your ass." Where does an 8-year-old who's being monstered by two huge police officers, where does an 8-year-old get that from?
Well, probably TV, probably watching shows that, you know, that are promoting that type of behaviour, maybe parents, maybe friends. You know, punishment is an interesting one, because there's a difference between punishing and disciplining, because they're not the same thing. And punishment is supposedly used to condition or power a disincentive for bad behaviour. And it really works as a deterrent. It really, really works. Rarely works as a deterrent. So what we need to focus on is more things like...
Sorry, did you say really or rarely?
Rarely.
Okay.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Sorry. I probably said really, then I corrected myself. But rarely is it an effective deterrent. It actually promotes probably more aggressive behaviour, and realistically, it's not setting up respectful boundaries on authority. So it's promoting more antisocial behaviour. It's creating more anxiety and other adverse outcomes to happen. And most of all, it's helping disrespect authority. So I'm a believer, you know, when parents talk to me about, you know, how they manage their children, first of all, you've got to look at what's underpinning part of that behaviour. So normally there's some form of stress, there's some form of anxiety, even sadness going on within the child for whatever reason. And sometimes there's a learning disability or a learning disorder in there as well. And they, you know, when you look at an eight-year-old child and you ask them what they're feeling, they find it very difficult to understand what you're really saying. So, you know, I work with adults all the time where they struggle to express their feelings and emotions. Can you imagine a 5 or 6 or 7 or 8-year-old trying to express their emotions and feelings as well?
Yeah, I think, was it last week or the week before, we were talking about raising the age of criminal responsibility here in Australia?
Yes, yes. Well, as I say, when we're talking about punishment, I believe we should be looking at removing privileges such as, you know, their toys or their favourite things that they like to do, or their electronics or TV or time, anything to do with time that they don't get to, you know, watch TV for, you know, a couple of hours. Or, you know, those type of aspects, they relate to that because kids live in the now. They don't live in the past and they don't live in the future. So they relate to what's going on right in that moment. And it must be understood that, you know, we can only focus on things for 14 minutes at a period of time. So we lose the focus of that after a period of time.
All right. Let me ask you then, what do you do with repeat juvenile criminal offenders? And here's a boy 8 years of age being monstered by two police officers in Florida. They're saying to him, you're going to jail. That's what they said, wasn't it? You're going to jail.
Yeah, dreadful.
You're
just
going
dreadful.
To jail. They're putting handcuffs on him that don't fit. And he says, my mum's going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
what do you do with repeat juvenile offenders? Because we've got a massive problem in this country.
We do. Okay. We do. And look, I believe that you've got to put kids into a positive environment, a positive modelling environment where they feel they're contributing to something, because most of these kids have no care factor. They don't care about anyone or anything because they've already been judged that they're useless, hopeless, and that's what they believe they are. So they have no care factor. So, you know, you see in prisons now, they're bringing in animals into the prisons to help bring empathy and compassion into the domain, and it's working. They're having great effects through that process. So you've got to connect them to something that they relate to and connect to, and it's going to be different for every one of them.
Well, maybe
when you put them all together, they're going to be the same. They're going to all copy each other.
I'll tell you what, I love it when we talk to you, Kayleen. You make a lot of sense, and no wonder you're as successful as you are. And I'll ask our listeners, do you have any ideas? Did you have a problem child? Were you a problem child? If you could go back in time, what would you change? How would you discipline yourself? Did you get yourself into trouble when you were a kid? I know plenty of my listeners did. Tell me, how were you disciplined? And how do you think, looking back, it should have been done differently? I'll ask that question, Kayleen, and I'll let you know what the results are.
Yeah, terrific. Thanks, Luke.
We love you, Kayleen. How do people get in touch with you?
At kayleenwynn.com.au.
And I understand, Kayleen, we had a listener ring earlier in the week, and you're looking into it.
Yeah, already done that.
Yeah.
Yes, already done.
Thank you for that.
Pleasure indeed.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, Kayleen. We had a caller ring on Monday who had some serious issues, and the caller said that she would like to talk to Kayleen about her issues, and Kayleen was straight onto it. Kayleen sent me an email later that morning and said she's made contact with that listener. I think so too is the Reverend Jim, and she's receiving help now. So that's great stuff. She's fantastic. We're lucky to have her here on the program. Kayleen Wynn, if you have a question for Kayleen, you go to kayleenwynn.com.au or just send us an email here at The Night Shift and we'll forward it on to her. This is The Night Shift around Australia. 133353 is the phone number. You have an opinion, we're here to listen. The Night Shift and Triple M.